This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'll tell you an interesting thing I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim from the Sefer Heichal Bracha of the Kamarna. He brings in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Saul Baal Shem, that all refuahs are learned out of the pasuk Vayikra El Moshe. He says, if you look in the Arizal, Likutei Torah and Parshas Vayera, you'll understand. And this is quoted in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov Al HaTorah. And what's not clear is when the Kamarna says that all the refuahs are learned out from the pasuk Vayikra El Moshe, does he mean from the whole pasuk Vayikra El Moshe Vayedaber Hashem Elo Mayo Mayo Leimar? Or it means just the first three words, Vayikra El Moshe. It's interesting, if you look in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Aleph, it says anyone who is loichesh al hamaka, who says like an incantation over a wound, has no share in the world to come. Rav says even if you say it over a negat saras. Rav Chanina says, even if Vayikra El Moshe, meaning like this, the first day is, even if you say the pasuk negat saras, ein lo chelka ba'olam haba. Reb Chanina says, even if you say the pasuk Vayikra El Moshe, Rashi says, even Vayikra El Moshe, that doesn't talk about choili or nega, and you're not even saying it for refuah. You just want to be saved in the zechus of the Torah, you're not allowed to say it over a makkah. So the Imre Yosef of Spinka brings that this Gemara is a support to the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. And the Imre Yosef says the Baal Shem Tov teaches that all refuahs are learned out from the pasuk Vayikra Moshe. This Gemara seems to indicate that there is refuah in the pasuk Vayikra Moshe. In other words, the Imre Yosef says this Gemara is a smach to the teaching of the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem said all refuahs are learned out from the pasuk Vayikra Moshe, and here the Gemara is invoking the pasuk Vayikra El Moshe as an example of a pasuk that somebody would say to be loichesh al hamaka. Now, from interesting, one second, just battery replacement. Words of the Imre Yosef, it implies that he understood that when the Baal Shem said all refuah is learned out from the pasuk Vayikra El Moshe, it sounds like he's learning it from just those three words. Because in the flow of the Imre Yosef, he brings many, many ramazim from the words Vayikra El Moshe. The Rama in the Gemara and Sanhedrin also understands that when Rabbi Chanina says even Vayikra El Moshe, it means just those three words, not the whole pasuk. Because he says the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina is even these words that have no refuah and God's name is not there, still you know how to say it on a makkah. What do you mean God's name is not there? It says Vayidaber Hashem Elov. So clearly the Rama understood that the Gemara is referring to Vayikra El Moshe. Now, why then would the Gemara bring an example of words to say on a makkah, Vayikra El Moshe? Like, where did the Gemara get that example from? If it's not a remez to the teaching of the Baal Shem, that in these words are tamun, viramos, all kinds of refuahs. But anyway, so it comes out that these words, Vayikra El Moshe, which by the way, Rashi says is a Lashon Chiba, Lashon Shemalachi Hasharis Mishtam Shembay. Just three words in the Torah are loaded with all kinds of refuah. Now, you're not allowed to intentionally say it over a makkah. But this is sort of a remez to the teaching of the Baal Shem that all the refuahs are alluded to just in this pasuk and perhaps even in these three words. Okay, I'll see hopefully everybody tonight if you can make it at 8:30. And I wish you all a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
Thank you.
Kotov. Thank you. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.